Hello everybody, this is Mark Manson, and this is the commentary for The Attention Diet. Yes, the big post of the summer. This post, as mentioned briefly, so I did a speaking tour all through May, June, and July. I think I went to like 19 cities or something like that, and it was to promote my new book, Everything is Fucked, a book about hope. If you don't have it, buy it, fucking read it. But it was interesting because doing so many, so I'm going to be really honest. At the start of the tour, I was so busy with the book, finishing the book, promoting the book, that I didn't have a ton of time to put the talk together. So I kind of, the first couple cities, I kind of winged it. I think it went okay. My apologies if you thought I was terrible, but it was a rough year. But it was interesting because, you know, I paid a little, I would get up and I talk for 30 to 40 minutes, and then I do 30 to 40 minutes of Q&A with the audience. And based on the Q&A of the audience, I kind of, my talk morphed and evolved. And by the second half of the tour, it was a pretty solid 40, 45 minute spiel that I had. And it was interesting because it's this attention stuff was really ended up being front and center at a lot of these issues. These issues around hope, these issues around meaning, political polarization, the issues around anxiety and depression, everything seemed to come back to our limited amount of attention and how we are choosing to use it, or our ability or inability to use it effectively. And just to pat myself on the back really quick, I called this back. I have an article back in 2014 called In the Future, Your Attention Will Be Sold. And I talked about the attention economy and how basically we had entered into an economy that was very much based on stealing people's attention or fighting over people's attention, and how eventually this was going to lead us to a bad place. Like there are really only two alternatives. Either you get really, really good at managing your own attention to remain an independent thinker and have your own ideas and keep control of your own life, or you're going to be pushed into a lot of outrage cycles and just ugly, ugly stuff. And, you know, I think starting around 2016, 2017, we started to see that happen. And each year it's just gotten worse. So, and I think most of the problems that people are freaked out about, everything from Donald Trump to climate change to, you know, it's kids freaking out at college campuses, mental health issues, school shootings, like all of these things are products of this dysfunctional attention economy. They are side effects of this attention economy, or our inability to manage the attention economy ourselves. So a lot of my talk became based around this. And of course, when you're giving, when you're up on stage for like an hour and a half, people want fucking ABC advice. Like, what can I do? What can we tell our kids to do? What can we tell our uncle to do? And, so I slowly kind of evolved this idea of what I consider like an attention diet, which is very, it's actually amazing how far the analogy with a nutritional diet goes. Like they are the same in so many ways. And that kind of became one of the mainstays at the end of my talk across the tour. And it was so effective and so, people got so much out of it. I got so much out of it. Like it was funny because, I mean, I think I've been better than most when it comes to the attention stuff, but going from city to city, like preaching this whole thing really made me sit down and be like, maybe I should be better about this. And so when I got home, I planned when I got home, I was like, okay, I'm going to implement this thing. I'm going to create like structures and an environment for myself, and I'm going to delete stop following most of the people on social media that I follow, and I'm going to delete apps off my phone, and I'm going to set up software on my computer to like keep me focused. And we're going to do this. We're really going to do this. And honestly, it was kind of an experiment. And I have to give a lot of credit to my friend Nir Eyal. I mentioned his book in the article. He has a book called Indistractable. Nir's become a buddy of mine. Funny thing is, he actually lives like a mile from me. And so he and I ended up co-writing about once a week. We actually wrote our books together. And so we, on our breaks, we would just talk about these ideas. And because the whole reason we co-worked was when we were by ourselves, we would get too distracted all the time. And he was writing a book about distraction, and I was writing a book about how the attention economy and the surplus of information fucks us. And so the attention diet actually came up in a brainstorming session about some of the content in his book. He decided not to use it. I mean, honestly, actually, like, his book is kind of like a 300-page version of the attention diet, but he doesn't lay out like do XYZ. Like, he's much more he gets into a lot of the psychological principles of like, what is attention? How is it managed? How is it maintained? Why do you lose attention in certain contexts? It's a great book. Everybody, absolutely, if you like this article, you should definitely check it out. But I love this little analogy of like that it's a diet. It's like cutting out bad calories. It's like, you know, limiting your intake to become healthier. Eating too much makes you feel fat and lethargic. Consuming too much info makes you feel powerless and indignant, you know? So there's just all these cool little parallels that I wanted to run with. So when I got home from tour, I was really excited to set up the system for myself. And in the process, I was like, because I was talking about it so much and people were responding to it so well, I was like, I need to write this up for the site and like have it somewhere. So it's actually really funny. When I wrote the attention economy article in 2014, I thought I was super, super clever for coming up with the concept attention economy. And sure enough, when I was about halfway through writing it, I was doing some research and I came across a Wired magazine article from like 1998 called The Coming Attention Economy or something like that. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm not that smart. So I think I came up with the attention diet. I think I planted my flag in this one first. So hopefully that will hold up. And if I didn't, please let me know. So enjoy the article. Oh, and by the way, I did a follow-up to this article. I did 3 months later, a post for members that you can check out on the site. But long story short, it's gone extremely well, and I'm super happy with it. So check that out.